It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Presidential candidate Joe Biden has unveiled his agenda for Latinos across the U.S. Texas Public Radio's Maria Mendez reports the plan focuses on making health care and education affordable to all Latinos, regardless of immigration status.
The former vice president would build upon the Affordable Care Act and expand Medicaid coverage in states like Texas that have refused to do so. He would also double funding for community health centers, which often serve undocumented immigrants. Texas Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa says these policies are critical for Latinos in Texas who have been hit hard by COVID-19 outbreaks and financial strains.
The two things that keep families, Latino families, awake at night is whether or not they're going to have access to health care if one of them gets sick, and whether or not their children are going to have a quality education to be able to make a better life than what they have today. And both of those issues are top on the agenda of Vice President Biden.
Biden would also double the maximum value of Pell Grants low-income students can receive to pay for college. The plan says he would make this financial aid available to Dreamers for the first time. I'm Maria Mendez in Laredo.
Last week marked the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart, the deadliest attack targeting Latinos in modern U.S. history. Alongside the horror of what happened that day, there were moments of heroism, shoppers risking their lives to help others escape from the gunman. Today, KTEP's Angelo Cocherga brings us a story of a recent reunion between an older gentleman and the woman who saved his life. Like many survivors, they had not seen each other since the attack.
After the car comes to a stop, Eduardo Castro, who goes by Eddie, is so eager to get out, he does not wait to get his walker out of the trunk. Castro's a legal resident of the U.S., but spends a lot of time in Ciudad Juarez with his wife. Last August 3rd, he'd crossed the border from Mexico, as he often does, to shop at the Cielo Vista Walmart. Today, though, he's come to an El Paso park to meet with 38-year-old Adria Gonzalez and her mother. Conversation flows easily in Spanish, Castro's preferred language. This is the first time he's seen the pair since last year's mass shooting. A hot summer breeze blows through the trees. They all wear masks and stand 6 feet apart, excited to see each other. Talk quickly turns to memories of that day and the moment when they heard the gunshots.
Boom.
When it started, Adria Gonzalez says she and her mother were debating which cut of beef to buy. Gonzalez quickly rushed from the meat department to the front of the store, ushering dozens of shoppers to the back as the gunman advanced.
Vámonos, vámonos. Español, here, let's go, over here, over here.
Eddie Castro was in the produce department. When he heard Gonzalez yell, he ran. Castro's 72. Many of the shoppers that Saturday morning were older and had gone to Walmart to cash their monthly Social Security checks. More than half of the 23 people killed were over 60. The oldest was a 90-year-old man. Castro says he saw the shooter kill an elderly couple. If he had not followed Adria Gonzalez, he believes he would have ended up dead too.
Me la mandó Dios del cielo como un ángel.
He calls Gonzalez an angel. For a moment, they forget COVID-19 precautions and embrace. Gonzalez's mother, 75-year-old Águeda Ponce Torres, quickly reminds them they must stand apart. She says she's not surprised her daughter flew to the aid of people during the shooting. Ponce Torres says a year later she still feels a lot of pain and mourns the lives cut short. All three say they're in therapy and are often on edge in stores. Castro says he still has trouble eating and sleeping. He rarely talks about the attack, but says this reunion was a chance to release pent-up emotions. Gonzalez agrees, switching to English to explain.
Yes, talking to him, it was just taking everything out and how we have the similar emotional
situations and how we feel about it after that morning of August the 3rd. It's that connection we have between us. It's like I know him in another life.
She says saving Castro was like helping an abuelo, a grandfather, in this close-knit border community where many see each other as family.
We did it. We did it.
They survived. After promising to stay in touch, the trio walked through the park to their cars. Gonzalez and her mother will head to their homes in El Paso. Castro will make his way to the International Bridge, back to Juarez. Getting into his car, Castro calls out to the women. He asks God to bless and help them. In El Paso, I'm Angela Cocherga.